Thanks for joining me, Pamela Akplogin, emerging leader in the Global Sports Mentoring Program. Let's start off with the background of your journey, Pam. You are visiting UNC in the state of North Carolina as a part of an exchange program sponsored by the United States State Department and ESPNW. Tell us where it all started for you in your country of Benin, and if you ever saw yourself visiting the United States.
I think everything started for me. Thank you, Dr. Stroman, for inviting me for your show. I'm here in USA with the other 16 sisters for the Global Sport Mentoring Program of the U.S. Department of State. And this is about sport and how we promote sport in our communities. And yes, everything started for me in a rural area called Kuti in my country. And actually, I think like coming in USA for me was so far, was so big. And I'm here today and I'm proud because I think that each of us in my country have an American dream, and I'm just achieving mine. And I think that this is a big legacy for other people in my country.
So do you like all the traffic and all the big buildings?
I think I like them because this is my first time here, and I can't not. I don't know how to say this. It's just amazing for me. I like everything here in America. Yes. So even the traffic.
I was reading a little bit about your country, and it has lots of water down on the coast.
Yeah.
Down Porto Novo and Bite of Benin.
Yes. We have the beach at Cotonou. Cotonou is our economical city, and Porto Novo is the capital where I'm living now.
Okay, yes. Great. So you're like me. You're a baller. You play basketball.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't had a chance to play against each other yet, but tell me more about how you got started playing basketball.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to my mom because I started basketball when I was 8, and I lost my dad in the same year. So I started basketball because my mom wanted me to do something, not only stay at home and not waste time. So I started basketball just playing with the boys, and I was playing at the ground. There's no court, no stadium for me. So playing basketball is just like, how can I say? It's like open door for me to my dreams, my life. I think basketball helped me to find myself and then find the leadership inside me. Yes.
So when I was younger, I shot the ball a lot. And then when I went to college, I didn't get a chance to shoot much. I was a point guard, and I passed the ball to my teammate who broke all the scoring records. And so after college, I became what's called a gunner. I like to shoot the ball. So what type of basketball player are you? Do you shoot the ball a lot, or you more play defense, or a little bit of both?
Okay, my favorite part in basketball game is a defense, because I think that it's very important to keep the home safe. And yes, I like to shoot. But when I started basketball, I was just passing because I was playing with the boys. And this made me become angry because what am I here? Am I just here to pass? No, I'm here also to shoot. But I like defense because it's always important for me to keep my home safe and then keep my people, I think. By doing a good defense, I help my team to feel like confident, to trust in me. And then this is important for us to keep the home safe.
Well, that's good. Be defense. Have to hold people down. Now, I'm sure our listening audience can pick up your accent. And I know French is your official language. Would you like to say hello to our French-speaking listeners?
Bien sûr. Je voudrais dire bonjour à tous ceux qui m'écoutent. Et c'est très important pour moi de parler français parce que c'est ma langue officielle. Voilà.
Now, you have to tell me. What did you just say?
I just said I'm happy to speak French because French is my official language. And I'm happy to... Speaking French is important for me because there's my, I'm carrying my story through French, and then I'm just saying hello to them, and I'm happy to be here in USA. Yes.
So how did you learn English?
Oh, by myself. I learned English at school, at primary school and secondary school there. English is not important for us in Benin because it's not our official language, but I was very interested by the language, so I just learned by myself and my English club. Yes.
Well, I wish I could say the same. So I grew up and I learned Spanish.
Yeah,
but
I know.
My Spanish is not as good as your English. So did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
I have never been mentored. I think I got inspired by a lot of people, like Maya Angelou, my mother. And then I got my first mentor, who is you. And then we have Dr. Sarah Heiler and Dr. Ashley Hoffman for the University of Tennessee, who is our who's hosting us through this program in USA. So I can say that, yes, well, I have some scout leaders who inspire me, but I have never been mentored. This is my first time to be mentored, yes.
So I also want to give a shout out and accolades to the University of Tennessee Center for Sport, Peace, and Society. Dr. Sarah Hillier has done a wonderful job of putting on this program, and we're just so blessed to have you here in the United States and here at UNC in the Triangle. But you mentioned scouting. That's a big part of your development, and it took you to many countries in Africa. Tell us about your role as a scout leader across the continent.
I started scouting as a Cub Scout. I was 8, and then I become a Rovers, and then actually I'm a scout leader. I'm representing like 8 million young scouts around Africa in 52 countries, and I travel a lot through scouting, and my job is to represent the World Organization of Scout Movement around Africa and then promote our program, like Messengers of Peace, Dialogue for Peace, environment, and then we have a lot of program for youth, and my job is to inspire them and give them the hope that they can be a great leader. Through scouting, we are promoting good education by community services. So it's very important for me to show them that through a little action, they can make a big impact. Yes.
Well, scouting is very important in the United States as well. We have the boys who participate and the girls. So tell us about some of these countries that you visited. Any favorites?
Yes, I visited Kenya, Uganda, Ghana, Tanzania, Nigeria, Togo as well. I was in Turkey. I was in Austria for scouting. I also traveled to Zimbabwe. But my favorite country is Kenya because it's very green. And, you know, Kenyans are very proud of being Kenyan. They are proud of their culture. They are proud of they love being Kenyan. I was very impressed by this kind of culture because, you know, a lot of people in Africa don't trust in their own strength, their own capacity to do something. So I was very impressed, and I loved the nature because it was very green. There's a lot of trees, and it's the same thing in North Carolina. That's why I love North Carolina, yes.
Well, I think you also love North Carolina because of the food.
Yeah,
so I understand you like Chipotle. You also like your favorite type of food. What are some of your favorite foods?
In USA, I love pizza, but in North Carolina, I love this rice. I don't know. It was an Italian food. I don't know, but it was a Chipotle, and I like it.
Excellent, excellent. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Pam Akplogan, emerging leader with the Global Sports Mentoring Program. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Pam Akplogan, emerging leader with the Global Sports Mentoring Program. Now, you're here to further develop your action plan for Benin. What is your goal when you go back home to your country?
My goal when I go back home is to use sport as a tool to advance the education of girls in my community by teaching them personal development, courage, determination, teamwork, and then vision. But I would like to give them instruction and competition because it's important for them to know how it's important to fight for dreams and goals. Yes.
Any particular sports that you want to do this training with?
Yes, I would like to use basketball, but soccer is the most popular sport in my country. So I will start with soccer and then I will see.
Excellent. So what age group girls?
Like girls between 10 and 12, because at this age they listen more and they feel confident to dream big. Yes.
Tell me about that characteristic you said, vision. What do you mean by vision?
I think... You know, in my country, it's very difficult for girls to raise their voice. Through our education, we are submitted. People make decisions for us. By giving them the hope that they can raise their voice, I think I'm giving them an opportunity to dream big, to put their voice on the table, and to find a way to reach their own capacity and their full potential. Yes.
Well, certainly sport has done that for many, many girls and women in America. It just brings about more confidence, the teamwork, the discipline, determination, and I think the research has shown that it actually makes us better leaders in the business world or nonprofit world, that we go in with a lot of confidence, we're more assertive versus aggressive, and we understand the importance of lifting others up as well. Yeah. So I'm sure you're going to be very effective with that in your country. Now, we know sport can be very, very competitive, and some people turned off by it. What inspires you to keep moving forward with your plan?
I don't want to go far to choose my example. You're in front of me, and you're a woman in sport. And I think that if you can be like such a great person, I think that I will be also such a great person. Yeah, I can feel free or lucky if in my community girls don't have access to education, they don't have access to their passion. I think what they want to do, they don't have access to sport, like playing sport to find, you know, inner peace and then to find happiness. I won't feel free. I won't feel happy. I won't feel educated because they are not. So it's important for me to keep focused on my goals and then to keep focused on what I want to do for them. So if there is some people like you, some little girls in America, I think I have met a girl of 14 years who is a very great soccer player, and she feels confident. She's talking to me like someone who is who is like 30-year-olds or 40-year-olds. She was very confident about what she was saying, and I think that is what I want for my community, for my country. And I'm keep focusing on my goal in my team at the radio, because I'm sport journalist. I'm the only lady, and this is a huge goal for me to reach, because I want another girls or another woman in my team as well. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Pam Akplogan, emerging leader with the Global Sports Mentoring Program. And we're talking to Pamela Akplogan. She is an emerging leader with the Global Sports Mentoring Program. Her official language is French. So I'd love for you to share just a bit of that again in French for our French listeners.
C'est très important pour moi de pouvoir m'investir dans ma communauté. Je m'investis. Le sport, c'est un domaine très compétitif. Mais aujourd'hui, je voulais utiliser le sport pour développer les compétences des jeunes filles et des jeunes femmes de ma communauté, parce qu'elles n'ont pas accès à leur passion, elles n'ont pas accès à l'éducation. Et s'il y a des personnes aussi importantes que Dr. Deborah Strowman aux États-Unis et une fille de 14 ans que j'ai rencontrée la dernière fois qui était très confortable, très, très, très confiante de tout ce qu'elle disait, je pense qu'il est très important de pouvoir me maintenir sur cette route-là. Je ne suis que la seule fille dans mon équipe à la radio en tant que journaliste sportive, mais je pense qu'il est très important de pouvoir mener ce combat et d'en faire un combat de vie.
Well, I know you spent time on our campus and at Wasserman in Raleigh. Do you have any highlights so far from your visit?
I think I was very impressed by how people are investing in education, in sport, in branding representation. And when I was in Wasserman, they told me something that was very important for me. They told me that you have to find some public face, like some people in sport leadership or in general like leadership, to stand for you, to advocate for you, and to raise your project, your action plan. Then you don't have to talk a lot, but people will talk for you. That's the most important. This is not about who you know or what you know, but it's about who knows you on your favorite basis.
That sounds familiar. So thank you for that. Well, there's no doubt that in my life, ambassadors have spoken for me. Working at a major university, it's important for us to have a network of people that can support you, because you can't be everywhere. And so telling your story is important. And I know that's a big part of the Global Sports Mentoring Program, is storytelling and making people have an emotion towards your action plan. So when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair or resting at the beach, if you reflect back on your sport career and all that you've done, putting in your action plan to change lives of young girls, what do you want people to remember you for?
Okay, sport is my strength, and I'm using sport to reach my goals, my dreams, and yes, I want people to remember me as a girls' education champion. I would like to use sport to change my community, and that's what I want, yes.
And I know you will do that well. Do you have anything you want to say to your other emerging leaders? 16 leaders are here in the United States.
Yes, I just want to tell them that everything is possible, whatever who you are or it. Don't think about who you are or where you come from. Everything is possible. And I want them to keep focus on their dreams, on their goals, on their action plan. And I want them to be always grateful to the Global Sport Mentoring Program, because they are doing great for us.
Yes, and I know Maya Angelou is one of your sheroes, and I know that as she rests peacefully, that she would support everything that you've said. And again, it's been a wonderful blessing for me to have you here at the University of North Carolina. I'm trying not to give you too much, but there's just so much to do in America. But we really appreciate you. And certainly I've learned a lot just being in your space and being able to work with you. So continued success to you. And I know you will do well when the presentations take place up in Washington, D.C. All of the 17 emerging leaders from the different countries will be there. This is a big, big plus, having this program, again, being sponsored by the United States State Department and ESPNW. Thanks again for spending time today, Pam Akplogan, emerging leader with the Global Sports Mentoring Program.